Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk a bit more about a kind of a technical subject, and that is video hosting, specifically for your courses or any other digital products. So when it comes to video hosting, it's the kind of a thing that on some platforms it will be included and on others you kind of have to do it like separately elsewhere. And I just want to have this episode here that explains it because it's the topic that we cover quite often with my students and clients. And first of all, it would be just easy to lead them right into this episode, but also it might be something that you are curious about because I know that choosing the right platform can be a hot mess on its own. And by the way, I do have a free platform guide. You'll find it in the description as well. But besides that, I just want to talk about this specific aspect because it can make all the difference and it is an important thing to understand and note before you make the decision about your platform. So what video hosting is in the first place? It means to have a place to upload your content, right? To upload your videos. And there are platforms that have built-in video hosting, which means that as you go into this platform, as you use the platform, you can easily upload your videos directly in there. And, you know, you don't have to use any other setups. You don't need to pay for anything besides that. You just upload it there and it lives on the platform. Such platforms are, for example, Kajabi, Teachable, and Thinkific. There are more as well, but these are like kind of the top players specifically for courses. Now, when the platform does not have built-in video hosting, this means that you will have to use another setup, another platform to upload your videos first, and then you can pull them into this space that you're using for your courses. For me personally, not having video hosting built in on the platform usually is a major red flag, and that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it in this episode. The thing is that when you don't have built-in video hosting on the platform, first of all, you have to think about where else you're gonna do your videos. Second thing is that this might add some additional cost that you're not aware of at first. Your videos will not be as protected in the long run, and in general, like, they're just kind of out there and you have to do a lot more to ensure that you have that safety around them. It is a bit more complex process, and of course, as you like go into it, and if this is something you end up doing like all the time, it's easy, but initially it might be a bit more confusing. And there are just some other elements that will not be as aligned with the actual platform that you are using. So the videos might not look as good as they would if the platform would have a built-in video hosting. Now, I named this list without actually having it, so I don't particularly remember everything I just said. But we're gonna go through like some of the key elements a bit more in depth so you understand whether it's worth it for you or no. And one of the reasons I'm talking about this is because several popular platforms don't have built-in video hosting, and one of them is Thrivecart. So Thrivecart is the platform that you can buy and just pay for it once and use it forever. And the thing is that one of the reasons why they have this option is that they don't have built-in video hosting, right? Video hosting costs a lot for the platform to actually, you know, upkeep and make sure that they have the space for these videos. So the platforms that usually come as one-time payment most likely will not have built-in video hosting. Also, platforms that are cheaper on average usually will not have built-in video hosting. For example, I love platform Payhip, and they do have built-in video hosting, but you have to pay for it additionally. So Payhip is a platform that you can use for free. You can get started for free and use it for free forever if you want to. There's like 5% fee on the free plan. But other than that, like, it's perfectly fine, but they don't have built-in video hosting, like, automatically coming with the platform. On platforms like Teachable, Kajabi, and Thinkific, you will have it automatically. Like, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to, you know, find it anywhere, it's just there. On Payhip, you have to pay for it additionally, and it's only $5 per month or $50 per year, so it's absolutely worth it, but you get only up to 16 hours. Anyhow, this is not the episode about Payhip, but I just wanted to mention that this is something to look out for. Now, let's talk about the problems with video hosting that is not built in. As I already mentioned, when platform has a built-in video hosting, you can easily upload videos just directly on the platform. You don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to pay for anything else. It's just there. In most cases, this also means easier video management day to day because they are just there. You can easily pull them into other courses, into other offers, and so on. When the platform does not have built-in video hosting, you will have to find another space to upload your videos first. Now, the most popular options are YouTube, Vimeo, or I suddenly forgot the last one. YouTube, Vimeo, or Vistia. There are other options as well, but these will be the most supported ones in most platforms. And here's another tricky part. So, for example, platform like Skoll, where my community Savvy Offer Hub is built as well, platform like Skoll does not have built-in video hosting, so you have to use any of the other options, and their built-in support is only for YouTube, Vimeo, or Vistia. So if you even find another option to host your videos, you will not be able to easily implement them into your like courses, right? So this is something to note, and that's the thing, like, it can get a bit complex in terms of like always making sure that like you're good to go, right? However, in most cases, yes, YouTube, Vimeo, or Vistia will be the go-to options. There are several other variations as well. For example, if you use Loom, you can also use the Loom recordings directly from there, get the videos from there. If you use Descript, you can use videos from there as well. But again, I'm circling back to the fact that not all platforms will support these kind of alternative variations. So if you're already using Loom or Descript or anything else, you can definitely check if it actually works with the platform that you're thinking about. But if you don't have any current video hosting platform just yet, you will want to choose one of the more popular options just for the simplicity of it. Now, let's talk about the cost and the security, well, privacy and security kind of issues. So, first of all, there are free options like YouTube. You can upload your videos on YouTube for free. You can keep them unlisted so they cannot be seen by anyone on YouTube. The problem here is that when you take that video from YouTube and put it on your platform, YouTube will automatically show other suggested videos. So the person can easily just start watching something else while they are on your paid course, right? So this is just a no-go. Like, in my opinion, this is the worst option. Whenever I see somebody who has like YouTube videos on like their courses, I'm like, hello, why are we here? Why are we doing this? If you have incredibly restricted budget and you cannot do anything else on YouTube unless the videos on YouTube is the way to go for you, that's the way to start. But if there is an option for you to do anything else, I would definitely suggest you to consider any other options. Now, besides YouTube, we have Vimeo. Vimeo is one of the more popular ones. It's kind of budget friendly. I think you can start at like $8 per month, maybe. I know that I have a plan which is like $90 per year and I get up to 250 gigabytes. And it's working well for me. I currently have like most of the content I have created over the past decade. I have it uploaded on Vimeo. And again, like security wise, there is that tricky bit of like people can have the access to these videos more easily. Even if they are unlisted on Vimeo, it is possible to find the link to the video that you have embedded, and they can literally just get that link and access the video elsewhere. Now, the question is like, does an average course viewer, like a course student, will they actually do that? Will they care for it? Probably no. But at the same time, I do personally feel better if I know that my videos, my content is secure and nobody can just like take the video and run with it, right? But of course, if we go into the topic of security and privacy, these might not really be the key things I worry about when it comes to videos, because, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many different ways how people can get the content from your courses, even if they are on any of the platforms. So that's not really what I'm like as worried per se, but it is one of the elements that come into play. Now, along with that, as I mentioned, so I'm paying $90 per year on Vimeo, but Vimeo generally is not really the best. Like, it's kind of laggy, it can be slow, it can be a bit annoying. And Vistia compared to Vimeo is faster and it's overall better, but it's also a bit more pricey. So there is that payment that you have to think about additional to the platform. Even if you pay for the platform just one time, for example, Thrivecart, you buy it once, you use it forever, you still have that expense of video hosting. And while there are some like very, very few video hosting platforms that will give you a lifetime deal as well, in most cases, they are not as popular, they're not as versatile, and you will end up like using one of the more popular options anyways. So additional expense is something to keep in mind. And yes, you can just go for unlisted YouTube videos, but honestly, I just wouldn't go that route. Now, another element is the ease of use. And here I'm thinking more about like day-to-day ease of use and making sure that like your videos are always visible, they're always brand aligned, they, you know, fit within the screen and so on. The thing with embedded videos, which you take from a different platform, like if I take a video from Vimeo and upload it, not upload, but like I use the link or the code to like add in the video. If that is the case, if something happens on Vimeo, like if something is lagging, if like the site is slow, or I haven't uploaded the brand, you know, I haven't brand aligned the video, or anything happens at all, I have to troubleshoot it on Vimeo. So I kind of have to always keep my eye out for whatever might be happening, right? And this might seem exaggerated, but honestly, there can be like just so many different small problems that in the long run, they can be so annoying. So for example, right now, when I just got on Skoll, when I just started using the platform and I moved my videos to Vimeo, the thing is that I wanted to brand align everything, right? I wanted to make sure that first of all, people can't really save or like the videos because I don't want to have that feature. I wanted to make sure that the colors and everything is aligned, that my name and like my smile picture isn't showing up there because again, it just doesn't matter. And when I first did these settings for all of the videos, I don't know why, but for most of them, they didn't save. And I had uploaded 14 days of the Kickstart Your Course Challenge. And then I saw that all of the settings on all of the videos are wrong. So I had to go back in Vimeo and redo them all. And actually now that I had this experience, what I did was I actually did it like video by video, making sure that everything is saved, like refreshing every page, making sure it looks exactly like I want it to look like. And in the long run, it might not seem like a big problem. Once you set them up, you know, they're good to go. But there's still that just practicality of like having your videos elsewhere, which can, it can play a role in like your day-to-day product management. All of this being said, I have always found it a lot simpler to go for a platform that has built-in video hosting. It's just simpler in so many different ways. So if you're like currently considering which platform to use, make sure to check out if they have that built-in video hosting. If that is not a thing, you can find a way around it, but just be aware that this might add in some additional work, additional time, additional research, and some additional payments as well. So ultimately, for the best experience for you and your students, I would just go for platforms with built-in video hosting. But if that's not the path you're on, just be aware that there might be some issues, and it just kind of it's complicating the whole thing, you know. But obviously, at the end of the day, if there's a platform that you love and they don't have built-in video hosting, like, you'll just have to find your way around it, right? And honestly, I thought that this podcast episode will be like 3 minutes long, but okay, here we are. Anyhow, I hope that you have found this useful. If you are on the path of finding that perfect fit platform, make sure to check out the free guide that I have. And if you are currently working on your digital product and want more support along the way, make sure to join us inside the Savvy Offer Hub membership as well. Now, that'll be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.